We find in many places the Rabbeinu Shalom is toveya from us, not just the Maisa Mitzvah, the Pa'ula that we do, but rather the Rabbeinu Shalom wants U'lo'avdei b'chol levavchem. The Rabbeinu Shalom wants us to go ahead and serve Him with our whole heart. It's not just the act and the Maisa. Like Chazal say, Rachmono liba boy, the Rabbeinu Shalom wants your heart. L'avdoi b'chol levavchem, to serve Hashem with your whole heart. Chazal darshan that specifically, a zehu avoida shehi b'leiv, zehu atfila. What's the avoida of your heart? Specifically, Chazal tell us, the pasuk is referring to tfila. Which means, it's not just a chazal that's telling us how we're supposed to daven. That davening is not just lip service. Davening is not just getting through our siddur. But rather, the Rabbeinu Shalom was revealing, we're all in this olam hazeh for avodas Hashem Yisbarach. We're here in this world to serve Him. And specifically, an area of service to Hashem. If you want to do a proper avodas Hashem, ula'avdoi b'chol levavchem, the avoida that comes from your tefillah is a way to walk away with shleimus in your avoidas Hashem. Unfortunately, this is an area whereby many, many, many in Klal Yisrael, tefillah is not real in avoida. V'chap minyan, as they say, Yichapa Shachris, Yichapa Mincha, Yichapa Mayriv. And tefillah is not an avoida. People don't make it into avoida of steiging and growing madregas. The proof is, sometimes, you know, someone's reading something, you give him an article to read, you tell the guy, oh, don't daven it up. It means you want him to read it slowly. So you tell him not to daven it up. Means davening is something we do quick. We know that. If anything, we should tell them, daven it up. Daven it up means you're doing well. But that's not the way we talk. That's not even a terminology. That's not even a vocabulary when it comes to davening. Davening is something that we daven up. We do it quick. We chop a minion. Tefillah became a thing that's, it's not an avoida of growth. You know, the Gemara in Brachas brings down a davov. Dvorim ha'oimdim berumay shalaylam. There are things that stand in the height of the world. People belittle it. And it's a reference to tefillah. The Rambam, when he talks about tefillah in Hilchas Tefillah and Perek Dalet, the Rambam says, tefillah has to be ki'iluhu oimed neged hashchina. Every time you daven, you have to feel you're standing before the shchina. Or the Lashon in Perek Hei, ki'iluhu oimed bashamayim. As if you're standing in shamayim. That's Rabbeinu Yonah's lashon also in the Gemara Brachas. Yachshoy beliboy kilu oimed bashamayim. It's not just davening. It's not just chapping a minion. Yichap a mayriv. You're standing bashamayim kineged hashchina. In Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Tzadi Ches, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Kach hoyu oisim chasidim banche maisa. This is how the Chassidim and Anshei Maisa used to daven. Shehoyu mizboidin u'mechavnin b'tfilosom. They used to put a lot of focus into their davening. Ad shehoyu magiin l'espashtus hagashmius. Until they reach a madrega of like removing their physicality. U'lis gabrus koyach hasichli. And their mind was totally taken over. Ad shehoyu magiin koroiv l'maylas nevuah. Tefillah is supposed to bring us to madregas. madregos close to Nevuah, to Ruach HaKodesh. That's the avodah that we're supposed to have in our service and avodas Hashem to the Rabbeinu Shlomo. So the emes is, there's so many inyanim to talk about in davening. It's literally, as Chazal call, a mayim she'ein lahem sof, water that has no end. There's so many different areas. We'll pick a few areas to talk about, which hopefully things that we could get a lot of chizik from. But the main message is that we have to make an avodah out of our davening. Let's talk about a few inyanim that would help us with this. The first point, we make a big mistake. And we all think, you know, if I'm not Reb Chaim Kanievsky, so my tefillah is not so valuable. That's how we look at it. We all know, kol adam yedeya nigei atzma, everybody knows their own problems, their own negam, their own issues, their own averis. Everybody knows which areas they're a rasha in. And the mainly, we don't feel too good about ourselves, and we don't believe that our davening is really valued. If I would be Reb Chaim Kanievsky, I would daven like a mensch. That's what we think. And this is a very big mistake. It's a pasuk in last week's parasha. Vayoyimah Hashem al Moshe, the Rebbeinu Shem told Moshe Rabbeinu, hashkein baboike v'siyatzev l'tnei paroi. Get up early in the morning and run to paroi. He's going out to the water. You know what the Medrash says about this? Paroi roitza lasik mitfilo. Paroi, when he went out to the water, he was oisik and davening. Omah HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe, the Rebbeinu Shem told Moshe Rabbeinu, Ad Shelo Yetze Lech V'Siyatze Lefonav. Before he goes out and presents a davening, he wants to protect himself, Paroi, in all his rishas. Before he says something to his God, make sure you get there and you speak to him, meaning to stop him from davening. Zokar Malach Bina Min Shlita. Hamizboinim b'dvorim elu. If you think about this chazal, tispail nafshoi, you should have such a hispailus from this, be in such wonder from it. V'tinosem b'mekayim, you should be blown away from your position. Mikan nistemu kol tanoisav, all your tainus and excuses just fell away. Ayim b'chaleis, people say all the time, b'chol shah, hinini hani mimash, I'm so small, my maisim toivim. I used to go down before Hashem. My tefillah is going to make a roshim. On that, Chazal are telling us, make a kavachaymer from this simple Chazal. Im harosha paroi, paroi harosha, sheshibud shishimiba bnei Yisrael. He's working 600,000 yidden of Klal Yisrael in torturous avoda. The rochat v'dom, he's washing himself in their blood, murdering them. Mikol mokoyim tfilosay tatzileta ben amakis, and the chance is tfilah to save him from the makis. Ad shehutzuch HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Rebbeinu Shem had to tell him, go early, get to him before he prays. Kaiden, then he goes and does his tfilah. Kavachayim ben menoysha kavachayim. If this is by a pari harasha, kavachayim ben menoysha kavachayim, Labar Yisrael, to any Yid, what he's able to accomplish with his davening is gedolos, is tremendous. So this is the first point where many of us get blinded by the Yetzer Hara and we don't believe in what ability we have for davening. We have to make a kal v'chomer from power and realize that it's mamish atzas ha-Yetzer Hara. He brings down a Moiridic muscle. If the Yetzer Hara comes to you and says such a claim, he says you have to answer with this muscle. Yeshivenu b'muscle. He said, imagine you have Reuben and Shimon living next door to each other. And they had a kaisel dak, a very thin wall between the two homes. They were in townhouses, but thinner than they make in Lakewood. Really, really thin wall. And Reuben comes home from shul one morning and he tells his wife, I'm telling you, the wool is so thin. Everything I'm saying, Shimon hears. And that's it. We have to take care of this issue. All the secrets that go on over here, binyani shiduchim, binyani habonim, what's going on with our kids, binyani parnosa, our entire life, everything we discuss, Shimon hears it. It's almost a thin wall. We have to take care of this issue. He tells his wife, we have to go ahead, we could build a thicker wall. You know, here's the wall, we could add up, it could add to the wall. You know, the house that I live in, happens to be, I heard before I moved in, there's two basement apartments. So I heard that the basements were hearing each other through the wall. And the contractor had to come and added like a whole slab of, you know, he mamash made the wall thicker and solved the problem. Like, you know, it's almost like this muscle actually, practically speaking, happened. The point is that this is what he told his wife. We got to add to the wall. And his wife was really upset. No way. First of all, we're making our property even smaller if you add to the wall. And to make such a mess. The neighbor's not hearing what we're saying. We're ridiculous. There's a wall in between us. And the mamash having a whole fight back and forth, the husband and wife. A few minutes later, they're knocking on the door. So they go running open the door. Who's standing at the door? Shimon. Shimon's at the door. So he asks Shimon, what's the matter? He says, I'm schuldigs. I'm sorry. But I don't want to disturb you, but I just want to tell you, you know, there's no need to add to your wall. I can't hear anything that goes on in my house from what's going on in your apartment. I hear nothing. Says Rav Melech Biederman, Hari l'schoik yichash v'dvar. Mama's a joke. Obviously. Minayin lo, how do you know what was going on just now to come to our front door? It's ridiculous what you're saying. Says Rav Melech Biederman, that's mamish that tzas ha-yetzer. If a yetzer hara's coming to you and telling you, yeah, you're davening, you don't have to daven, don't get so serious about your davening, what's it worth? That's a joke. Obviously, it's worth so much. That's why he's telling you such things. If he comes to you to try to distract you from your davening, he doesn't want you to grow. Vayis d'chayis, how worthwhile it is, how valuable it is. And then Mela, he says, that's the answer you have to give Yetzer Hara. When he knocks on your door, tell you it's not valuable. That's the joke of Shimon coming to Reuven's door. And this is the thought in general people have, you know, with all their avodas Hashem. People always think, I'm just another number, I don't make such a difference. What am I worth already? I don't really count. It's a hergish that people have many, many times in all their avodas Hashem. And we have to know that in davening we say in the psukim, Amori dikadiyuk, Haroyfe lishvurei lev, the Rebbe Hashem heals a broken heart. And he bandages your depression. The continuation is that the Rebbe Hashem counts the stars. To every star, Shemes Yikra have a name. The psukim are teaching us that whenever a thought goes to your head, a shvurei lev, a depression, a feeling that, you know, maybe I don't make such a difference. A person has to realize, like the Pasuk says, every star the Rebbe Hashem counts and has a name. And the astrologers say that mamish, every star, if we be out of position to make a big difference in the whole world, every star is counted and needed. And they all have their own specific name. The Pasuk's telling you to you too. Every neshama that comes down here, how could you be shvurei lev? How could you be depressed? Every person, every neshama, has a gevaldika tafkid, has a gevaldika tachlis. Each one has its own individuality and significance and purpose. And in Mela, this is the yisoy that a person has to realize, of course I make a big difference. And every time I come to the davening and I nespalel, my tefillah rakes repercussions. You don't have to be Chaim Kanievsky. And I wonder to say, it could be your tefillah is even worth more than Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Could you imagine? The Pasuk says, Karev Hashem l'nishvei lev. The Rebbe Hashem's closer to people that are brokenhearted. Reb Chaim Kanievsky is Reb Chaim Kanievsky zatzal. A brokenhearted person, a Pashut Yid who's so broken. Karev Hashem l'nishvei lev. When you go daven, when you don't believe in yourself, you feel like a nothing, you're a broken heart, and you daven, it can even have more value and be closer to the Rabbeinu Shalom than even the tefillah of Chaim Kanievsky. I just want to add one more point. Rav Shimshon Pinkus, in his Perek of Chilui, he says that one of the wonders of davening, Hachoik HaGodol B'sugyas HaTfila, one of the biggest wonders in the whole Indian of davening, is the fact that we're able to use the Avos. We go and use the Avos for our davening. He says, what do I mean? He says, the facts are, Elokim B'Shamayim V'Ata Al Oretz. It's a Lashon HaPasuk. The Rebbeinu Shem is in Shemayim, you're in the Oretz. You down here in the Oretz expect Adam Reitz Alamid, and you want your tefillah to go up all the way to Kisei HaKavod? How do you expect when you're in the Oretz, your tefillah should go all the way up? Miyale Oisoy HaShemayim. He says, the answer is, it's like climbing on the shoulders of a giant. Although you can't reach something, imagine you got on the shoulders of a giant. All of a sudden you could reach. Says of Shimshon Pinkus, the Avos were mesaken our tefillos. What that means is, when you go ahead and daven a shachris, you're crying, you're climbing onto the shoulders of Avraham Avinu. When you daven a mincha, you're climbing onto the shoulders of Yitzchak Avinu. When you daven a mayriv, Yaakov was mesaken that, you're climbing onto the shoulders of Yaakov Avinu. And the Mela, the Ezras Koichoi Shel Avraham, or the Ezras Koichoi of all the Avos, that's how you go ahead and have such power in your davening. You're not just davening on your own. And he says the Siddur itself also. We have a set tefillah. We don't have to make up our own tefillahs like they used to. We have a Siddur. He said a Siddur was made up from 120 Zekanim, the Kama Nevi'im, the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. He says, you know how powerful a tefillah is? You know when you have a package that's contents dangerous? He says, that's what a siddur is. The contents of a siddur are so powerful and dangerous. You can almost use it for your benefit. He says, I'll give you a muscle, he says. You know, you have a very thick stone wall, he says. So to knock down this wall, you know, the old days, the way they used to do it is they used to have like this big, you know, string with a ball, a metal ball, and they used to hit the wall. But if you have a stone wall, it's not so simple. It's a fortified wall, he says, very thick. How are you knocking down a thick stone wall with the ball? He says, all you have to do is add a little dynamite to that ball, and it hits it and just knocks down the wall in a second. Go look at Gaza today, you'll see what's going on. That's what's going on. They knock a little dynamite and boom, take down big thick walls, stone and everything. Says of Shimshon Pinkus, that's mamash what our tefillah is about. When we daven, it's not just a simple davening. We'll be able to be mapil choymeis gedoylois abitzurois, strong fortified walls and a machsikois bein odol lebayroi. Although there are major walls between us and Hashem, we feel very disconnected with many mechitzas. He said it doesn't matter, because the moment you're taking the power of Avraham Avinu, Yitzchak Avinu, Yaakov Avinu, ein l'sha'er, you can't imagine the value. Oitzomus koyach hatfilah. That you're using when you climb onto the shoulder and use the Avos HaKadoshim. And he says the same thing with Sefer Tehillim. We don't have time to go through his Lashon. But it's Sefer Tehillim also. When you open at Tehillim, you're climbing onto David HaMelech's shoulders. You know how powerful that is? It's not doing it on your own. It's not your tefillah. It's David HaMelech's tefillah. This is the metzius of the ability that we have in our davening. A second point that's kedai to talk about is in regard to the Yetzer Hara that always tells us to push things off. Which means, let's say we decide to start shteigin in our davening and we want to make our avodah out of it. The Yetzer Hara tells you, okay, next davening. We'll start tonight. You'll start tomorrow. You'll start when you get a little older. And he's always pushing off everything for a different time. That's the metzius of the Yetzer Hara. But we have to realize there's no such thing when it comes to davening. Chazal say on the Pasuk, V'chesroin lo yuchal li manos. It's a Pasuk in Kehelis. If it's missing, it can never be replaced. The Svarim tell us it's in reference to our davening. One davening missing, it can never be replaced. We have to realize every tefillah is part of our avodas Hashem in the la'avdei b'chol levavchem. Every tefillah gets us to the next rung until we get to the ma'ala of nevuah and ruach hakodesh. Giving up one davening, I don't mean giving it up and not even davening, but not putting in our koiches to our davening. Not davening the way we're supposed to. That's giving up davening. And it's giving up something that's to be lost forever. It's an eternal loss. There's one rung less that you're not going to reach in your avodas Hashem. I have to be honest with you. I'm still reeling in pain from a tremendous tragedy that just happened. Yesterday there was a Levaya here in Lakewood. A very heartbreaking story. There was a young newlywed couple that they were driving to a chasana. And I don't know exactly, it doesn't matter the details, but somehow on the Garden State Parkway, they were heading towards New York. They were like by exit 105, mamash right out of Lakewood. And they collided with a snowplow. And Rachmana Litzlan, this youngly newlywed couple, she was in her ninth month expecting her first child. They were both killed instantly with the baby. Reb Eli and Rezi Ney David, I think the way you pronounce it. Yesterday was the Levaya. Although I don't know them, but I joined the Levaya, Pashat, it's Kal Yisrael Sara. And listening to Hespedim, there's no question about it. Both this Reb Eli and his wife seem to be very special people. They spoke about mamash their leiv toiv, sensitivity, caring, giving, mamash. Sounded really outstanding. Terrible tzara. Mamash ripped away at such a young age, a whole life ahead of them. It's hard to digest. But I was thinking, on this note that we're discussing, imagine that this Reb Eli would have known, this is my last Shemoneh Esrei. Could you imagine what a Shemoneh Esrei would have been if he would have known it's his last Shemoneh Esrei? My last time talking to the Rebbeinu Shel Shemoneh Esrei. Could you imagine what a L'Ovdoi B'chol Levavchem it would have been? We have to realize that every one of our Shemoneh Esreis is that. Even though Be'ezer Hashem, we're going to live to the next one. But every opportunity of Shemoneh Esrei is a one-time opportunity. Reb Chaim Volozhin writes in Nefesh HaChaim, there's no tefillah that you'll ever daven that will be identical to a different one. Every time you're in a different madriga, a different matzav, a ruach, every tefillah is different, there's nothing the same. And every tefillah is part of your growth. Every tefillah is another rung on the ladder. And every tefillah you have to daven as if it's your last Shemoneh Esrei of your life. You know, I just had this fright this morning. I got up very early this morning. And I was sitting and learning in Stalin in the Beis Medrash. It was like 5 in the morning, something like that. And I heard some noise outside. And I was thinking to myself when I heard the noise, like it was like a, obviously with the ice, and I don't know, something happened, obviously. Someone must have fell on place. But the moment I heard that noise, I was thinking to myself, you know, it's only like me and like 2 other people around. If terrorists are coming in, I'm not really escaping. Where am I going? So I was thinking, like, you know, there's another door over there. Like, obviously the thoughts that went through my mind at that moment because there was a loud noise. And I was thinking, you know, usually when the terrorists attack a shul, they make sure no one can get out. So there's like enough of them around the whole shul. So I almost felt like this might be all over. So I said, if it's all over, it's all over. I can't do anything about it. So I put myself back into my learning. I said, whatever it is, I'm with Hashem. And I just started learning weiter. Baruch Hashem was no terrorist. It must have been some ice falling. But the point being is that these type of moments of your life, when you have such a feeling, it's a different sincerity of your davening, different sincerity of your learning, when you know you can't push it off till later. This is your opportunity. It's right now. Who knows what's going to be? And it's a real thing. You know, when I was youngly married, I used to live in a basement on Madison and 3rd. So my wife used to go to New York to teach. She was finishing her teaching there. So she used to get up like 5 in the morning to go. So as any decent husband, you're going to sleep late when your wife has to get up at 5 in the morning. Of course, you get up with her. The aleph beis of marriage. Remember this. So I got up with her always, and that's what started training me to daven v'sikin. I used to go to Ismaish Gavoyez v'sikin minyan. I used to daven the v'sikin. It could be I had a very rough training, and that's what gave me some madrigas of whatever I might have in my life. My wife used to take the car, so I used to have to walk to yeshiva. And in the winter, in the summer months, the Sikkim literally, sunrise is like 5:20. Davening started like 4:55 in the morning. So I used to walk the quiet streets of Lakewood like for 5-6 blocks by myself. And the lights are bad in Lakewood. They used to be even worse. Haviyadeya, you should know that. It was dark. I used to walk in these creepy dark streets down, no one around. And it was like 4:45 in the morning. And it was quite frightening. And I did this day in, day out because I didn't have a car. My wife went to New York. I used to have this thought in my mind, and this is really something we have to think about. You know something? When you come to Shemayim, it's just you and Hashem also. All your friends are gone. All your family members are gone. All your neighbors are gone. There's no one around. It's you and Hashem. It's dark. It might feel scary. And it's you and Bari Olam. And that was the feeling I used to have day in, day out. I'm walking with Hashem. There's no one else here, but there's nothing to be frightened about. It's me and Hashem. And it was a total bittul to the Rabbeinu Shloim. Whatever he wants will be. We have to realize the opportunities of life. We have to take it with a seriousness. Every davening, every Shemayna Esrei, it's you and Hashem. No guarantees for anything afterwards. It's all here right now. Utilize the opportunity. You know, if Kalman Krohn, Zecher Tzadik, the Kodesh Levracha, used to daven at that minyan. Kalman Krohn, I don't know if you know who he was, but an Emes Tzadik, an Emes Gadol b'Yisrael, who was a schus to see him daven every day. He's davened the Vesikim minyan. It was a schus to see him daven. A lot of chashuvim were part of that minyan in the early days. But one thing of Kalman Krohn used to always say in his Vad, and I always heard from him, and it probably goes together with the Avodah of Tefillah that he was so chashuv in. He used to always say, when you daven, put on your visors. You know, when they have an animal who's pulling a wagon on the road, many times they have these visors, they put the animal, they shouldn't get distracted. And he used to like to keep him focused on the road, they put in the visors for the animal. Or if an animal's plowing a field, it has to stay focused, they put on visors and it shouldn't be looking around. Rav Kalman Krohn used to always say, put on your visors when you're davening. So many people daven and they're looking all over Vastutzach. They have to know everything that's going on, they're looking all around. Different parts of davening, it doesn't matter which parts of davening. When you're davening, every davening, every part of davening, you have to be focused. Put on your visors. It doesn't matter what's going on. And by learning, it's like that also. You should put on your visors to keep your head in the Gemara too. Some guys, dafka, turn around to face the back door. I mean, what a shaita you could be to go face the back door to see every guy walking in and out by davening or by learning. By davening, I can turn your shtender around. But by learning, I mean, what are you thinking? Back upon him, we have to learn how to put on our visors by davening. If you want to get everything out of every tefillah, and start making davening into avodah. Ula avdoi b'chol levavchem. Put on your visors and focus. Don't look what's going on anywhere else but in your siddur. And I'll tell you a maisa, just came to my head. The famous maisa, I don't know if it's famous, but I've heard it. It's definitely out there. It happened to Rav Kalman Krohn. Rav Kalman Krohn, when he was young, he went to spend the whole Elul and Yom Neiron with the Manchester Rosh Hashiva. He literally moved in, and he was like the gabbai, the Heusbacher, if you want to call it, of the Manchester Yeshiva, Yehuda Zev Segel. And he has so much to say. Always, he always used to quote over what happened during that period of time. He literally was there for like 45 days straight, and he lived in his apartment with him. So Imamish, you know, he really... The Kitzer, after being with him for a couple of weeks, he decided, you know, the Manchester Yeshiva daven so erlich, he must have such a choshev tefillah. I'm going to put my name in his siddur that he should see my name and daven for me. And he said, I don't know what went through me, but I took his siddur when he wasn't looking and I wrote my name on the side of his siddur, Kalman ben whatever, and that he should daven for me. Put it near at the chayne, in the chayis, whatever it was, I wanted him to daven for me. And my name was on the side of his siddur. L'maisa, after a bunch of days, I was starting to have a lot of charata. Manchester Rosh Hashiva Siddur, and I wrote my name in there. I was feeling very bad. But on my side, I didn't know what to do. I was back and forth. He said, before I departed, after the whole Yom Neiron, I went over to the Manchester Rosh Hashiva and I apologized. I said, you know what? I apologized for what I did. And he looked at me like, what are you talking about? I said, I don't know if the Rosh Hashiva realized, but he felt so bad, like, you know, he put his name, you know, I was the one that wrote it, I wrote my name. And he didn't know what he was talking about. He said, I never noticed the name on the side of the page. I only look at the words. I don't look at the side of the page. I'm looking at the words. And he said he never noticed his name in the siddur. I never noticed it. His focus was so stark. He had such strong visors on, only in the words. He didn't even notice the margin that had the name of Kalman on the side of the page. This is what he said over. Al-Kopanim, this is a Gevaldik Yisoid that we have to know, that every tefillah makes a difference. We can't push it off. We have to use every tefillah, give it all we got in the La'avdei B'chol Levavchem. Another point that's very important, and this is a big Yisoid, it's a chazal brought down, the psikta rabosi, the shlach kodesh brings it down also. Why do people daven and call Yisrael and not get answered? Call Yisrael, davens and we're not being answered. They don't know how to daven with Hashem's name. Shenema, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Asagveyu ki yod Hashemi. Asagveyu means you reached the goal and you get what you want because you know my name. Yikreini veneyu, you call out to me and I answer. But says Chazal, if you don't know Hashem's name, you're not davening Hashem's name, so you're not going to be answered. So the Svarim tell us, Pasha Pshat in this Chazal, Chazal are telling us how you have to have a simple translation of Hashem's name. Some siddurim even have it printed. Some of us don't even realize when we say Hashem's name. We can say Hashem's name so many times, you're not even chapping to say Hashem's name. But the basic that's expected of us is that when you say the shame of Adnus, Adoin Hakol, means he's a master of it all. You say a shame of Lakim, you should realize that Rabbeinu Shlomo is about HaKoichis, about Yecholus Kulam, his capabilities. There should be some focus. When you're mentioning Hashem's name, think about what it represents. Because then you're going to be Zoicha to Asagveyu ki Yod Hashemi. Yikre'eni ve'enehu. You'll get what you want because you know Hashem's name, and when you call out, I'll answer you. I once heard a calculation. In one day, I never counted myself to see if it's correct, but this is what I was told. You say over 1,200 times Hashem's name in one day with your davening and brachos. Over 1,200 times. So obviously overnight we're not going to all of a sudden have kavana 1,200 times, shame Hashem. But at least we should start having shaychus that you're saying Hashem's name. Think about Baruch Atah Hashem. He's the Adonin HaKol. He's Elokeinu. Think about what these words mean. Because this is a big yisoid in getting our tefillos answered. Azoy shteitim chazal. A fourth point, which is really very important, is the idea of tefillah b'tzibur. In Zohar HaKadosh it says, I'll read you the Lashon HaKadosh, not the Aramaic. Tfilas yochid eino nichneses of nei hamelach. Chayim. Chayim. In Zohar HaKadosh it says, a tfilas yochid will not go up to the melech. Elo b'koyach chazak means unless you're very powerful. Mashgiach bo HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'nishem looks at it, he sees your Averis. And a melee goes nowhere, such a tefillah. Avol tefillas harabim, when you have a tefillah b'tzibur, nichneches kulof ne'akadosh baruch hu, goes all up to Hashem, ve'eino mashkiach b'avaneisim, he doesn't look at any Averis, has the power of a tefillah b'tzibur, the Rebbeinu Shel looks away, and that type of tefillah is listened to. Zok the Pele Yoyitz when he brings down the Zohar HaKadosh. Rabim Ato Am Ha'oretz. There are many, as he would say, dumb, stupid people in the world. Simple men that don't chap. Bikal Mevatlim Tefillah B'Tzibur. So easily they give up Tefillah B'Tzibur. B'Tzibur Katana with a small excuse. And they lose the opportunity. And they're just going to lead from one bad to the next. That even without good reasonings, they don't have tefillah b'tzibur. Tefillah b'tzibur does not mean showing up. You come to davening does not mean you have tefillah b'tzibur. There are many of us that never daven tefillah b'tzibur. All you need to do is come 15, 20 minutes late, and these people never daven tefillah b'tzibur. They're in their own program. It's a shame. I'll tell you, I see someone every day. I daven usually mincha in my local Beis Medrash is stolen. There's a yid there, looks like a very erlich yid, looks like a real Baal Avodah. He davens a very erlich davening. The way he davens mamish, he looks like believe in nefesh, he's begging the Rebbeinu Shel for something. Mamish looks like he's crying his heart out. But every day, I'm not coming to judge him, but I want to just use this as a muscle. Maybe he has good excuses, I don't know. Every day he comes late to davening, which means when you know, when they're up till, say, by Moedim, and Chazar is a shot, he comes running in and he starts Shemoneh Esrei. Come on, every day. I never saw him there in the beginning of davening, ever. I don't really watch for him, but he usually sits near me. The point being, my heart goes out for him. You know why? I don't know what's going on in his life. I don't know if he has good excuses or not. I don't care if he has good excuses. Not the point. But the bottom line is my heart goes out for him because he's begging the Rebbeinu Shalom for something. He's crying his heart out. And the Rebbeinu Shalom could very well be not listening like the Zohar HaKadosh says because he's a tefillah b'yachid. It's not a tefillah b'tzibur. Me'ikar ad-din, if you don't start Shemoneh Esrei with a tzibur, you don't have tefillah b'tzibur. I see who daven tefillah b'tzibur every morning with us. There's not too many of us that actually are zeicha the tefillah b'tzibur in the l'chatchila dika fashion. There are so many of us that just because we come a little late, we don't start with the oilam. And you're not davening tefillah b'tzibur. You're missing it. And it's a rachmanis on you because you could beg the Rebbeinu Shel with sincerity and he's turning his face away because he looks at your averus. Tefillah b'tzibur has a special power. Tefillah b'yachid doesn't. How silly could we be, like the Tefillah Yoyetz says, Bikal, with such easy, lightly, we just throw away the Gevaldik $1 million opportunity. And I'll tell you something. It's Aveira Gereres Aveira. Because once you miss the Tefillah B'Tzibur with Shemon Esrei, then you miss the Chazaras Hashatz. And you don't realize what Chazaras Hashatz is. I want to read to you what's brought down from the Arizal about Chazaras Hashatz. Mikisvei Arizal, it's brought down in the Inyan of Chazaras Hashatz. Yesh bo mailo atzuma al Tefillah Zalachash. It has a greater maila and a bigger power than your quiet Shemon Esrei. The Yesh Hevdel is such a difference. Madregois Beli Shir in the two types of davening, when you daven quietly and the daven Mitzibah. Shachazor is a shatz. He brings down the Gemara in Brachas. Hispalel v'loinene, yachzor v'yispalel, zot devil nagoin, hainu chazor is a shatz. When we say if you daven, he didn't get an answer, daven again means the chazor is a shatz. Debo teluya anias atfila. Your tefillah is answered through chazor is a shatz. Why? Because Chazoras Hashatz Mahusa, the Mahusa of what Chazoras Hashatz is, it's a tefillah shel tzibur. It's a tefillah of a tzibur. It's a higher madrega than your tefillah's yochid, that every yochid's davening b'tzibur. It bechefts the tefillah b'tzibur. And he goes on to say, Remez l'chol zeh, tefillah's amida, when we daven a quiet Shemon Esrei, we have to daven quietly. It's a chiv to daven quietly. Chazoras Hashatz is extreme opposite. It's done loud. So one's quiet, one's loud. Why is that? Zokta Arizal. Tfilos Halachash. You quiet Shemon Esrei. Because it's so precious. Ka'odam Hamachvi Ya'alom Yoko. It's like you're hiding a tremendous jewel. You have a diamond in your pocket. You have to hide it. Shalayachatfenu listed. Robbers shouldn't steal it. So you have to hide it. So your tefillah yochid, you do it quietly, it's taka precious, and you could be robbed. So we do it quietly, that shouldn't be robbed by all the ruchos rois. That's what listen mean over here. It doesn't mean literal robbers. It means all the ruchos rois and the kaychas rom that could come. Abazot darizal, chazoras hashatz, dargoso hi kol kalchel yoino, the madrega of chazoras hashatz, which is Bechefza Tfila of Tzibur, is so high and so powerful. Ein Shomaga. There's no touching of Listim. Kaychis Roim Klal. It's like a Brinks truck delivering money to a bank. If you're walking outside with a lot of money in your pocket, you might get robbed. A Brinks truck, when it comes with, you know, they have the, whatever you call it, the machine guns with them, with the big hole in the back of the truck, they can shoot you dead. No one's robbing the Brinks truck. Doesn't happen. Chazoras Hashatz is a tefillah that's being brought up to the Rabbeinu Shalom with a Brinks truck. No one's robbing it. It's so powerful. So Shem Shapinkas, when he brings this down, he says that people nebuch don't chap what Chazoras Hashatz is. There are people, he says, lechatchilo, Zman miyuyid la'ayin b'sefer. There are people that mamish that Chazor Shas is made to learn a sefer. That's when they finish Shas. That's when they finish their Mishnayas. That's when they finish their Shnayim Mikro. It's mamish a time for learning. The Efser Sheyavru Shivim Shana. You can live 70 years of life and Pam Achas. Not even once. You mechavim b'chazor Hashas. The only way you get the benefit of Chazoras Hashatz is if you're paying attention to every bracha, and when they make the bracha, you follow along and you say amen to the bracha. Then that tefillah is for you. And then you have that power of such a tefillah, of a Brinks truck coming up to Shemayim with your tefillah of Chazoras Hashatz. But if you're not part of it, you're spaced out, and you don't answer amen, like a lot of people, or stamazo, you're not diving your own Shemayim Esrei, your own world, you have your own minion going on. You're missing it too. You don't have your own tefillah because tefillah is yochid, and you don't have Chazoras Hashatz either. I'm not saying halacha l'maisa, but you might as well go outside and daven. You don't have to be in Beis Medrash. It's a nice place to daven, but you're missing it, so you're not part of us. It's very late. I just want to add one last nekuda. I saw this mamash last Shabbos. This is from the Malach himself. Literally. The Sefer Magid Meisharim. The Beis Yosef wrote all the Torah that he learned with the Malach. So Malach is not an exaggeration here. Beis Yosef used to have a Magid that used to teach him Torah. And the Malach used to come to him. And everything that the Malach taught him, Beis Yosef wrote down, that the Sefer Magid Meisharim that I have at home, of all the Torah from the Malach. And many times the Malach gave him Musar. And these are the words of what is written in the Sefer Magid Meisharim, what the Malach told him. Now, I have trouble believing it, because it's talking about the Beis Yosef. But I'll just read you what it says, because the lesson is for sure there. This is in Parsha Shemois. Leich b'hashkoma l'beis ha-knesses. The Malach told him, get up early and go to the Beis Medrash. Hatoy be'inecho, it's good in your eyes. She'eincha hoylich miyad b'hashkoma l'beis ha-knesses. That you don't go right away to Beis ha-knesses to go daven. Tomid ata tzorech l'hashlam achar ha-tfilo. You always have to be mashlam and catch up in your davening. This is the part I have trouble believing. But Akabonim, you always have to be catching up in your davening? You can't do that, told the Ma'asa the Malach. Rakpamach has become a zman. Maybe once in a blue moon, you could go do that. But if it's on a consistent basis, the Malach was giving Musar that you have to come on time, Bashkoma, on a consistent basis. That's how your Mahalach and Hesedah Yom has to be. This is something we have to realize how serious it is. When you come late to davening, besides for missing the tefillah b'tzibur Shemoneh Esrei, besides for missing Chazar Sashatz, and besides for missing many other parts and milos of davening, we have to realize that you think it goes unnoticed. In Shemayim, it's recorded. And you see the Malach came to give the Beis Yosef Musar, whatever this means exactly, what the Beis Yosef, I don't know what this means, what he was doing, but whatever it is, this is what state in Sefer Magid Meisharim, which is a tremendous musa to us at least, that we have to realize on a consistent basis you come late, on a consistent basis you can't be part of the davening like a mensch. You know, I want to tell you a statistic that I've seen over the years. Bachrim that don't have shaykhas to Pesukei Dezimra are also Bachrim they have trouble with their kriya of reading Gemaras, reading Rishonim, reading Achronim. It's always consistent. And why is that? Because you don't realize if you would put yourself through the Avodah of Pesukei Dezimra, and every day you put on your visors, and at 7:45 you stop Pesukei Dezimra for 20 minutes like a mensch, you don't realize how your kriya would be a different kriya. And then it may well even help you in your learning. But it goes together. The ones that have no shaykhas to death also have trouble with their learning. It mamish goes together. This is statistics I've seen for close to 20 years. We have to realize the opportunity that we have of davening. Davening is lo'ovdoi b'chol levavchem. The Rabbeinu Shalom wants in our avodas Hashem that we should serve Him with our whole heart. Davening has to bring us to madregas. Wrong after wrong, tefillah after tefillah, to madregos that you're standing by Shemayim, to the madregos of Ruach HaKodesh, the madregos of Nevuah, like we saw from the Rishonim. If your tefillah is just davening, you're not doing what Hashem wants. Davening is not enough. It has to be a avodah of growth, true dveikus b'Hashem. And this is just a few areas where we could in the Chazakin, whether it's the Indian that we started with, realizing that your tefillah is valuable, it doesn't have to be Chaim Kanievsky, or the second point that we spoke about, that every tefillah makes a difference, each one of them brings you another rung, Or the third point that we spoke about of having kavon and shem Hashem to tap into the power of davening. Or the fourth point, to really get the tefillah b'tzibur, that it should be a valuable tefillah that the tzibur is bringing up, which that has more power. Any one of these in yonim, but in a general sense, we have to take davening seriously, to make avodah out of it, spend time out of davening also working on it, because that's the only way we're going to really be zeicha to la'avdoi b'chol levavchem.